You're listening to Philip Mountrose on the EFT Zone Spotlight.
My purpose and my wife's purpose is kind of, we're sort of a team here too, is just really to help people reach their fullest potential to live their life purpose. And of course, I want to do that with myself too. I mentioned earlier that we were at our awakeningsinstitute.org, we're developing a worldwide spiritual community based on soul awareness and holistic healing. We just feel the best way for people to change is to elevate their consciousness, to clear the blocks with EFT and other energy healing tools, connect with their soul's guidance. Deepak Chopra's recent book, Peace is the Way, was a very good one about all the other things, the protesting, even humanitarian things. They need to have a consciousness, because if you're in reaction mode, you're still kind of part of the problem on that level. So you have to find the peace and the love, the higher awareness to get you through it all. I just want to encourage the listeners to know that it's okay to step away from the crowd. That's not reacting, not being oppositional like a teenager. That's not what I'm talking about. You don't have to do things that are approved of by the CNN reality. I use CNN because that's the average, sort of the medium line of what is normal. Don't use that as your gauge. If you don't think you're doing it, then you haven't realized that you are, because the more you observe yourself, the more you realize how programmed you've been. Until you realize how programmed you've been, it's kind of the unconscious. How do you know you're unconscious? Because you're unconscious. The journey is stepping away from the crowd, depending on where you are in your journey now, and looking at ways to discover the truth for yourself, looking at ways to become more responsible for yourself, to really enjoy your life, to create a joyous life. What is your purpose? What are you here to do? And energy healing and EFT is an incredible tool to free you up in so many ways very quickly. We're really blessed that it's become available. That would be what I would suggest to the listener, to really know that you can create a wonderfully joyous life. I encourage you to look into our new book, Manifesting Your Dreams with EFT, SK and More, and the Master Spirit Program, to link up with people who can really help you lead the dream life that you deserve. We are big on soul centering, and that's connecting with your heart and soul, the energy around there, and there's different ways to do it, and then bringing down the higher energy. So if you know, in some sense, you have a higher self, something that's higher than you or greater than you, that's connected with the source or with oneness, and we have, in our Getting Through to Your Soul book and CD, we have a version of that. Even in the EFT book, we have another version, our Getting Through to Your Emotions with EFT book, how to soul center and do that regularly, because when the whole idea of the spiritual journey is merging with your inner truth or inner guidance, your soul, and the more you can do that, the more you won't be asking, like, what's right for me or what's the truth. Like, all that means is that you're not connected with your soul, and the answer is within, and that's the way to do it very directly. And the second thing I'd like to say is we like to create really positive affirmations after doing EFT. When I work with people in my individual phone consultation, I help them, based on what their issues are, what their life purpose is, coming up with very targeted positive affirmations. They may be very simple, but they need to be right for the person. Just like a person I remember I just worked with, hers was like, I can support and take care of myself. For her, that's a really big life-changing affirmation. If she starts to say that regularly, that replaces the negative self-talk, and her life shifts, and people's lives miraculously shift. The kind of thing I say to myself regularly is, I'm creating a positive, joyous life filled with miracles. That's the kind of reality I'm saying, and it needs to be also done with the clearing, because, like, the limitations. It's a new book that'll be mostly ebook and available as a hard copy too. And the Manifesting Your Dreams with EFT, SK, meaning Spiritual Kinesiology and More. The Secret was an incredible movie and book. It opened up millions of people. I think it is creating a shift on the planet. That's how important I think that was, because it really got out there in a way that people could relate to. And it applied to the people who were just getting out of groupthink and empowering themselves. And that's great. It didn't, however, take the next step that we've been talking about, like clearing what's in the way. So other wonderful manifestation materials out there tend to say focus on what you want, which is true. That's part of it. But there's more to it than that. And what we provide in the book, ebook, our Manifesting Your Dreams with EFT book, is the missing pieces, how to use EFT and other healing tools. And there are many new processes in that book for healing, then clearing what's in your way. Well, let me give you a perfect example. I'm just thinking of a woman in one of our classes. She wants to manifest a wonderful relationship, like with a partner. Okay, that's great. So she could focus on that all she wants. However, doing a clearing process, there's a pattern of abuse from her childhood. So how is she going to manifest the perfect relationship, or at least a harmonious relationship, non-abusive, if she doesn't clear all these abusive patterns, you see? And so the missing pieces that we included in this new book, the clearing processes and how they relate to manifestation, and the spiritual element. What people really want, and some people aren't at a point where they can't even quite realize it yet, but they ultimately want to have a meaningful life and to live their life purpose. Merging with your life purpose, you get in what we call the synchronous flow of the universe, where you connect with the universe and things work out quite incredibly and joyously every day. And that's part of manifestation. You get in this upstream, and how to do that is what we describe, of putting your goals in that spiritual context of your life purpose. Makes things really magically flow, and miracles happen regularly. I think myself, like everyone, has an incredible gift to give people and share with people, and just to be able to communicate whatever your gifts are. I think with mine it's healing and helping people spiritually grow and pioneering the possibilities for people in energy healing and bringing that into a worldwide context. That's part of my inner magnificence, you know, part of what magnifies the greatness that I have. The best things in me are magnified, because magnificence comes out of magnify. The best, I think, in each person, and you and everyone listening, is the great, wonderful things, many of the gifts unexplored, maybe, or even not realized yet, can be realized and magnified and shared. I want to say to everyone listening, this may sound kind of strange to some people, that they can create a wonderfully joyous life every day. It's quite possible. In fact, our book, Manifesting Your Dreams with EFT, the new book, is a program, a step-by-step program, and we have a master spirit community where you can link up, like in a masterminding format, but a spiritual context of it, to partner with people to support you for your dreams and goals. So I just want everyone to know that that is possible, and it may take a while for them to see it happening if they feel very far from that, but just it's one step at a time. I mean, I never thought I would be where I am today, and I just applied these powerful healing tools and followed my life purpose, and it's really, as I said, exceeded my expectations. I mean, if I died tomorrow, I would have accomplished more than I thought I could have in my whole life.
You've been listening to Philip Mountrose on the EFT Zone Spotlight. If you'd like to know more about Philip and Jane Mountrose, visit their websites at www.gettingthrough.org. Through is spelled T-H-R-U, and www.awakeningsinstitute.org. Thanks for listening to the EFT Zone Spotlight.